Blog Talk Radio.
Divine gift should never be questioned. Yeah. Simply accept it.
Know what it is. Know what it is.
Yeah. Divine gift in the game.
If I ain't a boss, then what am I? Premeditated with an alibi. Shots in the air, I tell the heavens you fly. Most times I hate for no reason, I gotta get the squeeze. The signs say caution, but they still wanna try it. I refuse to be quiet, 2 ears in the mouth, so I listen before I speak. Intimidation for the weak, I'm dirty like gay sign me. Raw steam, but you can call me sneak. Mention pimp sick, give me guards and the freaks. All natural like the brain and geese. TJ's a sneak, drugs for geese. A lot of love for my beats, we plan for keys. Chef and sheep, leaders of the schools. Regulation and rules, necessities and tools. Lesson for the fools, blessing if you choose. Growth and development, dudes, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D, do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D, do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main.
A lot of pain in this world. A lot of stress in this world. A lot of tension in the room. Heavy damage will consume. Jail time, clean sweep like a broom. On my head, contemplating the doom. From the womb to the tomb to the tabernacle. We got it covered like guards and offensive tackles. Immediate danger like a meteor. Rushing like a matador. Fuck as soon as I step in the door.
With a splash of lime and cranberry.
Cold like Ben and Jerry. Connect like New Haven, Hartford and Waterbury. We on the Staten Island Ferry.
Quarters, no paparazzi or reporters.
10% to the single mothers and daughters.
5% to the church, and we taking them orders.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main.
Homicidal mind attack upon the microphone. The lyrical legend, no matter what the time zone. Words are born, the truth gon' tell. And DMD gon' send your tip for motherfuckers to hell. Fail, as I mob down the avenue. Where a nigga had to pay from the red or blue. It's true, Nick kickers and them Levi causes. With a war, as I mob through the hood to the liquor store. South Central is the land where we gangbang. Hit the switches on the shore until we go slang. Don't get caught up on my block with that gold chain. And not a motherfucker out here know your fucking name. Beat down, it don't matter, nigga shoulda knew. You ain't from round here, dawg, then it's fuck you. Strap coming out your soul, about to rise quick. But I calm that shit down, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D gon' do our own thing. Swing up on the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. D&D gon' do our own thing. Swing up from the west with the phone thing. Gotta hang up my love for the phone thing.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know. I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
What's happening, y'all? Die for Radio. Special Monday night edition, man. We definitely have it going down tonight. First off, big salute and shout out to my dude, Mr. DMD, for dropping his EP today. Definitely banging. We definitely going to go through the songs. It's called No Competition. Y'all already know around here who DMD is. You know what I'm saying? But for my new listeners, he's definitely someone that's going to be heard. And believe it or not, y'all, somebody that's been heard. before a lot of these people were even born, knew what even kind of any type of this music was. So, you know, it definitely goes down for this. We also got new to the coalition here, you know what I'm saying, straight out of Texas. We got the Hood Soldiers. They're going to definitely make an appearance and drop some of their songs, and we're going to chop it up with them. They'll also be live at the West Coast Reunion Honors over here on March 1st, hosted by Justified, MCA, Cocaine. You already know it goes down. But, you know, we're waiting for our main man to come in, DMD. It's also his birthday, so he's parlaying a little bit. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it goes down. But, yeah. Also, too, you know, don't forget, Die4 can help you with any type of promotions, anything you need to do. Be sure to send all, you know, inquiries for anything to Die4Radio at Die4Productions.com. D-I-E, the number 4, Productions.com. We'll definitely reach back to you and let you know what we can do as far as the movement. You know, we got a big, big coalition here. So it's definitely something worth getting involved in, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know, any artist that doesn't want to network doesn't really want to be a successful artist. So, you know, that's the way we do it. Other than that, y'all, just a beautiful, beautiful week here in California. Man, I see all the callers, you know what I'm saying? If you definitely want to talk, just press 1. I'll go to you, you know what I'm saying? But I think I'm going to have to do it like this. Since we're waiting for the man to get here, since this isn't on his album, I'm going to go ahead and play this because, you know what I'm saying, this is definitely how it goes down for me. I'm going to get into staying down to South Central DMD. Let's do this.
Never think love is not fit.
Back to the
and you're listening to my man Die Lansky on Die 4 Radio.
Die 4 Radio, you already know how it goes down. That's one of my personal favorites right there. And let me tell you, I like still old school sound of hip-hop like that. And especially, I'm a West Coast dude. I got love for all sorts of music. But that something like that really hits home to me as far as the way it sounds, the raps, the construction of it, just the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So we can dip in these callers a little bit. I got a 562 area code, 562-972, Die 4 Radio. What's happening?
Die 4 Radio was good, man. It's your boy Jaden Cass calling in to salute the whole team, man.
Ooh, what's up, homie? It's good to hear from you, my G. What's cracking with you?
Oh, man, just doing a lot of work, man. Just doing a lot of work, man. As far as a lot of new music coming, man, a lot of new music coming. Putting the video together, Don't Be Afraid video. It's going to be lovely. I'm sure everybody's going to love that. I just booked for the Justify Honors 2 in April, so I'm going to be doing that, you know. But I'm just, checking out the show, you know, just doing what I love to do, hearing some new music, hearing some classic music, you know what I'm saying, just getting my mind right, long day at work. You know how I go, man, the grind, man, you know how I go.
Hell yeah, well, no, definitely, shout out to you, salute to you. You know, this is a special night. We're waiting for DMD to join us. He's going to be on shortly. You know what I'm saying? It's his birthday and the day he dropped his EP. So, you know, he's become, you know, family and you know, regardless of messing with the coalition or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? He's becoming he became a good friend, and, you know, I'm definitely a fan of his music. So we rocking out in you know, celebration of him tonight.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Salute to the homie DMD, man. That's a big homie, man. He doing this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? No competition on iTunes. You know, I got the plug earlier, so, you know, I'm definitely proud of that, man. That's an inspiration for me, too. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. I'm going to be tuning in, so, you know what I'm saying? Salute homie Dyer Lansky. You know what I'm saying? The homie Matt Ford, we all up here. You know what I'm saying? This record. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we're doing worldwide.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And definitely keep tuned in, too, Cash, tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying? Because now, since, you know, I hadn't talked to you in a while. Die 4 Radio is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays now, and then also Sundays, you know what I'm saying? But but tomorrow I got Gene Gray, Mr. Long from Black Sheep, and BG Knockout on tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying?
Right on, man. Just shoot me a link, man, you know what I'm saying? I definitely have to come check it out.
Definitely, man. Salute to you. Hope to see that video up soon. We'll definitely, you know, share it with the people and get it out there, my G.
Already, man. Die 4, you already know.
Absolutely. Jaden Cash in the house. Dropping in this busy schedule that he has. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely feeling that. I'm going to go to the 716. I believe this is my boy, N-E-S-T-O, and the N stands for...
What's good, Die Lansky? What's going on, y'all?
Man, I'm over here having...
It's still good to hear my voice. I ain't hear him in a minute. Your mind, could you open up? I just want to say what up to him.
Oh, yeah, I got you. He's still rocking, too. There you go. Jaden, you still with us?
Salute, man. You already know. Next up, what's good with you, brother?
Man, what's good, bro? I ain't hear from you in a minute. It feel like the family coming back together.
Yeah, man. You know, we go through what we go through. But then, you know, we passionate human beings about what we do. You know, artistic human beings. So, you know, and I finished that joint. I got that joint finished. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to link up with you. You know, after the show, we can, you know, do our business. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy, man, to be back. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of new music. I'm trying to, you know, be, you know, kind of choosy with releasing it. You know, I got, you know, a few singles coming or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just happy my homie Dyer Lansky doing his stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's a hard-working dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, personally, you know what I'm saying? Just a real human being as it is, man. So, you know, people tend to get caught up in the business and, you know, forget, you know, to be a human being at the same time. So, you know, I'm just saluting, man. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of all my family, everybody doing their thing, man. Keep it up, man, because y'all keeping me going.
For sure. Yeah, shout out to Die Lansky, yo. It's called doing it big. I'm happy to hear that Die 4 is going to be on more than just Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's called congratulations.
Yeah, we definitely, we got the Drodian show on Saturdays hosted by Sneak Rothstein now. And then, definitely Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We're going to have some big shows, and we got some big things coming up. You know, we're also, you know, associated with the Hype magazine now. So, you know, everything we drop in is also, you know, courtesy of the Hype magazine, and big shout out to them, and they'd make a major move. So I'm honored to be not only a part of y'all team, but a part of the Hype magazine team now. And, you know, it's definitely, this is definitely what I wanted to do. You know, I dreamed about, you know, representing music, and I'm not just saying hip hop, but being on the platform, whether I'm rapping, whether I'm producing, whether I'm doing this or whatever I could to represent music in a positive way. And I think, you know, we're starting to get a hold of that. So, you know, and it's all possible with people like yourselves too, you know what I'm saying? Because this time last year, I didn't know you guys, but I could call either one of you and be like, yo, what's up, homie? What's cracking? We talk like, you know, we knew each other all our lives. So, you know,
right.
that's just a beautiful thing with music.
Definitely, man. Definitely bring people together.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Nesto, man, shit, we definitely rocking out. We waiting for DMD, the man of the hour.
I bought a joint today. I was rocking with that. I was rocking to that joint on my way to work today. That joint is actually fire. I think my favorite track is number two. I don't know the name of it by heart yet, but yeah, number two so far is my favorite one.
Well, you know, the thing about DMD, too, is he's so dynamic as far as he can do anything. Like, even I opened with the Divine Gifts, which is the Sneak Rothstein and DMD joint, right? Even though that's not on his EP, the song is already dynamic and already working through it, and Sneak's just murdering it, and boom, 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 and all this shit's coming, and then DMD comes at the end and just, I'm like, man, that, like, I had to play it. You know what I'm saying? I had to play it. And for y'all, you know, that the what you heard at the beginning, that's going to be on Sneak Rothstein's album dropping on March 3rd, Dungeon Dragon LP. But for what we're talking about right now, No Competition DMD, y'all could pick up the EP for $6-7. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This isn't
actually
an investment.
$6 with some change.
Yeah, I mean, look, go get it. That's real shit because it's good music. It's got good substance. You're not spending an arm and a leg. You probably got more change sitting in your Hyundai's ashtray right now. You know what I'm saying? In your Toyota Corolla's ashtray right now, there's probably that much money to be able to get it. So, man, go cop it. Support real independent music. You know what I'm saying? Also, Nesto, tell them where they can download your mixtape.
Yes.
Actually, not mixtape. I'm sorry, album.
Yeah, City on the Map is finally out. It came out on Valentine's Day. That was my Valentine's Day gift to the world, and you can go download it at datpiff.com. And it got your boy Die Lansky on it, number six. I listen to that joint every single day. I'm a big fan of you, bro. I must say that I'm a big fan of you. I listen to that and Breaking Bad every single day.
Oh man, just humbled by that, dude. Like honestly, because I think, you know what I'm saying? Especially people that are talented, when they were like, man, I'm a big fan. It's like, really? Like really? You know what I'm saying? So, man, I appreciate that for sure. I'd send me the track. I was feeling it. I was like, yep, I'm about to go do it. You know, you already set the tone to it. So, you know, what else could I do? You know, I put on the seatbelt and took off.
Right.
That's what's up. Well, definitely rock out with us. I'm actually going to go into... I mean, it's tough, but I'm going to go into my kind of favorite track on, I got to bump this bathroom passes. We bump this bathroom passes. The homie's going to be with us in just a second. Let's roll.
I got to talk about this terror era. Since the deuces put me down, king of the clown, but never fucked around. I never got good grades in school. Couldn't wait to catch a motherfucker slipping, slap his ass and break the rules. Selling joints about an empty pins. Nigga couldn't tell me shit. For 13, I was clocking in. But nigga Ben taught me to do it right. Red rag to the heart, mama didn't know, let him spend the night.
And all we talked about was putting in work. My nigga Beck, I throw them dolls and lay your ass off in the dirt. And we was good for getting off in the skirt. Learn how to flirt and turn a dedicated bitch into a convert. She like my style when I insert. And I can tell she really love it, voice squeaking when she start to squirt. And being a thug bought a nigga fame, cause everybody in the whole fucking school knew my fucking name.
Bathroom passes. Bathroom passes. How many niggas on the scene? Cutting classes. Tweezing asses. Since 13, I was a terrorist since the public school era. Since 13, I was a terrorist since the public school era. Since 13.
Yeah, man, that shit was kinda crazy, you know what I'm saying? Niggas start gangbanging from Butlong Elementary. And when we got to junior high school, that shit was even more crazy. Cause niggas start understanding and realizing who our enemies was. And so it was time for us to put in work, you know what I'm saying? Put in work.
Steady on a mission just for busted distance. Gang banging on the bathroom walls to catch a nigga slipping. I never was a pretty boy in life, but moms kept a nigga in fly shit and always looking nice. She tried to tell me do the right thing, but I was destined to hang on 61st Street and start the slang. Third period on the football field under the bleachers, sipping on yak, dodging teachers. Shine her under there too. She a freak, give a head to the whole crew, make you scream soup boop. And then we hop the fence ahead to prayers. This gang banging shit real, some young niggas just might end up dead. So how could positive come from this, when all the bitches wanna do is braid our hair and learn the French kiss. And being a thug bought a nigga fame, cause everybody in the whole fucking school knew our fucking name.
Bathroom passes. Bathroom passes. How many niggas on the scene? Cutting classes. Tweezing asses. Since 13, I was a terrorist since the public school era. Since 13, I was a terrorist since the public school era. Since 13.
Die for radio in the house. You already know that cut right there. Man, it's crazy because every time you play it, it's like you're hearing it for the first time. As soon as the beat pops off, it's like bam, bam, bam. And then that one always had me from the get-go. And definitely, Bob, what's happening?
Yo, what's going on, fam?
You know, man, we just rocking out to some of my favorite DMD joints. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up, fam. That's what's going on. That's what it's all about, man. Just maintaining, man. You know, I got to get in with my OGs, Die Lansky and Mass 4, but Die 4.
Absolutely. And we was explaining too earlier, you know, regardless of the coalition or what everybody says and everything positive that we do have going with this coalition, not saying anything about it, but it's like people like you and there's certain other people in this coalition that we've really become almost family with, you know what I'm saying? And Nesto was on and Jaden Cash actually called and, you know what I'm saying, I hadn't heard from him for a while and it was like nothing. It's like, oh, it's all fam here, you know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing. And it all has to do with music. And like I said, you know, this time last year, none of us was talking to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
that's love, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man. And it show how it's bringing us all together, and it's a universal thing.
Yeah, I had a mixtape that I did back in the day, and I had moved kind of all over the country and collected songs from people all over where I lived from, and I called it Universally Adapted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's up? So, man, first off, happy birthday while we still got a little bit of time on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I appreciate that, fam.
And then also congratulations on the album dropping. I mean, definitely, homie. I was just telling the people for how much you can get it. What is it, $6.93, I want to say, $6.93. You can go buy it.
Yeah, you can go on iTunes, man, and download it for $6.93, man. That's all.
And that's a steal compared to the music is. They over there paying $10, $11.99 for some whack music that the next week they don't listen to. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they probably got that much money in their ashtray. You know, support real music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so no real doubt. Quick, you know what I'm saying? So you're definitely going to be satisfied because every song on there is definitely a banger. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely is. So tell us, what was your What was your mind state going into this project, homie? You got a lot of music out, and I was saying earlier, too, I actually opened with Divine Gifts because that's my banger. You know what I'm saying? I definitely killed it on that verse. Big shout-out to Sneak Rothstein, obviously, too, but definitely love your verse on there. And then I played Staying Down in South Central. So people know you have a catalog, and you've definitely been doing music, you know, long, long, long time. What was your state of mind going into this No Competition project?
Oh, man, going into this No Competition project, man, my mind state was definitely to keep it hood, man, you know what I'm saying, and bring that reality music. But I also, at the same time, wanted to bring that lyrical content and let it be known that, you know, DMD, even though I'm from the hood and, you know, I could talk about that street life, you know, but when it comes to getting in that lyrical hip-hop game, you know, I could run them with the best.
Absolutely. So, I mean, now saying that, though, I heard you say, I forget what station it is because we do this, but you were working on something new that now you're about to just come lyrically, just come crazy on them, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the song that I did that I'm doing, actually, on So Focus. That we're doing, and it's a song that I put together that's actually going to have a lyrical content to it, and it's going to be a little style that's a little different than what people normally used to hearing me do, because, you know, I'm going to be coming with that lyrical hip-hop flow on this joint, and I'm going to also have a West Coast vet on there, too, so
okay.
It's gonna be a nice project if it all come together like I plan on.
Okay, and you know, but you being versatile the way you are, I think, too, that's why I like Bathroom Passes, is because I hear the sample, the beat drop like that. It's not necessarily the East Coast beat. It's a hip-hop beat, you know, so it's right there in between. Good sample, good substance, then you rap about something real, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you know, and the thing that I think one of the things, too, that really brought that together was because the guy who produced the song, name is DJ Les, he's from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And so he really had that East Coast flavor in the track, you know, and then so when I put my vocals to it, I really brought that West Coast reality to it, and it really kind of married each other in a real nice way, you know, that East Coast sound with that West Coast reality. It was a real nice relationship that came about.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's kind of the best of both worlds, you know. And, you know, there's certain rappers that are known, you know, that have been around and, you know, done the European tours and all sorts of stuff that are always, you know, I don't want to say pigeonholed because that's kind of negative, but they'll always be a West Coast artist. You know, there's not a lot of East Coast beats they can go to. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, then there's some East Coast, you know, a lot of East Coast rappers that can't take a West Coast like G-Funk banger like we could. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, right.
At the same time, you've been able to kind of dwell between both worlds. I mean, you grew up out here, then a lot of time on the East Coast and have that style. I mean, is that something that you acquired by traveling, or when you were in the West Coast and that's all you really knew, you still had that kind of flavor to you? Because I know I grew up with dudes that were West Coast gangsters and they rapped like they was in the Queensbridge, you know, in the projects, rapping with people. You know what I'm saying? So did you always have that or acquired it over time?
Yeah, it was something that I always had, you know, because even though I grew up in on the West Coast and, you know, was a straight hood nigga, you know what I'm saying, I still was influenced by East Coast rappers, you know, KRS-One, Public Enemy, Rakim, you know what I'm saying, these are the hip-hop artists, you know what I'm saying, Slick Rick, you know, these are the people that was influencing me still, even though I was a West Coast dude, you know, so as I was an artist, I was still influenced by that, and, you know, I still wanted to, that was still my competition, you know what I'm saying? Even though I was a West Coast artist, my competition was still KRS-One. My competition was Rakim. My competition was Big Daddy Kane and all these type of dudes. So when I wrote rhymes, you know, this is who I'm battling, you know. So that's how it kind of turned out.
Yeah, I mean, and that's you know, what they call that is an artist, homie.
Yeah,
you know,
no
I mean,
doubt.
On some real, because you take a little bit of everything you see, and I'm not saying that people, you know, not saying you're taking some of Rakim or this and that, but we grew up listening to that. There's part of that, like you said, you know, that's your competition. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
No
so
doubt.
Obviously,
yeah.
You have to research it enough to be better than it, because I don't know that anybody that can beat anybody without any research. I mean, sometimes they have. But, I mean, if you're really trying to take down a power or something or anything, you got to do your research for sure. You got to be, you know, you got to be prepared.
Oh yeah, and it was from a position of war with respect. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, even though they were my competition, it was still from a position of respect. You know what I'm saying? Because they was doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They was doing their thing, and they was letting it be known. You know that they was lyricists, and so you know that it was still from a position of respect. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, when I was in the booth, you know, they was the ones in my head that I was writing them songs about.
Yeah. Sir Matt Ford, you there rocking with us?
Yo, what up, DMD? Happy birthday, my dude.
Oh, man, good looking, fam. Good looking, man. I appreciate that, homie. What's going on with you, man?
Nah, I just got out the motherfucking shower. We had a long-ass day, fucking long-ass Sunday, so I'm...
Oh, man, that's all good, man. Roll one up, man, and blow one for your boy, man.
Oh, yeah, that's Mando. Hey, you know how we do it, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
Put one in the air for my boy DMD. It's birthday, motherfuckers.
Yes, sir.
So, talking like we do, and actually I'm going to go to the 760 call. I think this is my man Justify, but what this whole thing we've been talking about, I'm going to get in this Love of Hip Hop song. This is definitely a banger. I'm going to go to Justified real quick. 760, what's happening with you, Die For Radio?
Yeah, I just called in to, you know what I'm saying, salute the big homie DMDZ. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, OG.
Oh, man, good looking, fam. Man, I appreciate that, man. What's going on with you, man?
Ah, man, just kicking back, tuning in to Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying, hearing you put it down and checking out this new music, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that, fam.
You know, I never mean any disrespect, bro, but you just got that cold Scarface influence on your music, man, and it's like, you know, maybe not that you sound like him, but just that storytelling and how you can, you know what I'm saying, you really relay, you know, that perspective, that bathroom passes, just everything. Powder Game is my favorite, but you know what I mean? Like, you really just, you got a dope style, man. You yourself, but like I said, if I had anybody compared to, is one of the greatest, you know, to ever do it, is Scarface, bro. So when I say that, I mean it as a compliment, not as a disrespect.
Oh, man, you know, I'm honored, man, to be able to be compared to a legend like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Scarface is definitely an OG in this game, man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm honored, without a doubt, to be able to be compared to somebody like that, fam.
Right, yeah. So, man, congratulations to you, man. Are you doing everything that, you know, that you can to move your mission forward? And I'm just happy that, you know what I'm saying, everybody in the coalition and linked up and connected and, you know, we all working together to achieve a common goal, you know what I mean? We want our radios to be successful. Our artists want their projects to be successful, and we cohabitating real well together. So I'm you know, the coalition is a beautiful thing.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. What definitely is something that's definitely needed in this game, man, you know what I'm saying? And for everybody that's listening out there, man, definitely get with my man Justify, man, because he definitely making this thing happen for real, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no BS, ain't no bullshitting around with it. It's going down for real, you know what I'm saying? So if you're serious about your shit, then get serious and get with my nigga Justify, no doubt.
And you keep telling me you coming to Cali for me, man. April 26th, brother.
No doubt, man. You know how it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely got to get down there, man.
Man, if I had it my way, and I believe I will, a lot of our, you know, because a lot of our coalition family members are artists, you know, we got Jaden Cash, we got you know what I'm saying, we got Hannibal, you know, we got a lot of people that's in Dire Lansky, I want us all on that. I mean, that would be my dream for all the artists that have gone through the coalition to be at the very first coalition launch party hitting that stage. And, of course, as you know, small investments that we're looking at it. But I promise you, the package that I'm about to put out there is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I look at it like this, man. I ain't going to say we're going to try to make it happen, man. I'm going to say we're going to make it happen, man. I'm there. You know what I'm saying? If God allow me to be breathing, I'm there, fam. You know, we're going to make this thing happen.
Yep, shout out to everybody that rode with the coalition. Shout out to Dire Lansky for being such a major impact on the coalition. You know, a great addition to the team. And I'm just grateful for all you guys, man. And I don't catch every show. I don't, you know, but in my heart, I'm with you guys on everything that we're doing. And that's like from the bottom of my heart, you know, I got love for everybody on my team. I wouldn't push as hard as I do if it wasn't for y'all.
Yes, sir, man. Dire Lansky doing his thing, too, man. Much salute to Dire Lansky, man. You definitely doing your thing, OG.
Man, I have to tell you, you know, it started with Justified. Was holding it down, got the Breaking Bad done. Big shout out to my dude Todd Davis, and we made it work, man. I mean, again, I feel blessed because I'm in the presence of y'all too. You know what I'm saying? And everyone supported each other to make everything happen, and this coalition is a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt, man. We doing major things, man. So definitely, if you tuned in, go to iTunes, download that new EP from DMD, No Competition, so you can understand the name and the title of that motherfucking EP, No Competition.
Hmm. And while he said the coalition is doing major things, he's over here doing major damage. I'm going to go to this Love of Hip Hop, DMD, Dotful Radio. We're going to come right back with him. Come on.
Love for Neo.
That's what I got for this hip-hop. DMD proceed to break the speed, lyrical flip-flop. Bloodstains, they're from my battle. Niggas ate up like organic cattle. This pee and appeal too weak to swallow as I dismantle. Bullshit MCs trying to hang with this rap gang. I got longevity up in this game and put niggas in pain. I trim my beard with my fingernail. A rough nigga with musty-ass wounds, so how the fuck you figure? Your five-year rhyming ass can pick with this West Coast nigga that's been on wax since 86. Killer Dayton, so sit your Similac MC ass down before I frown and that conversion man be pulling up in your fucking town. I don't do rap battles, I'm a warrior. Gang bang, you'll have that iron up in your diamonds saying the wrong thing.
Must be crazy. Love
for Neo Connor. Yes, the love of hip-hop.
Love for Neo Connor.
Yes, the love of hip-hop.
Follow the leader, let the leader lead. Drink a leader, DC weed, blow trees, and let the mind bleed. All over my loose leaf. Even in the deep sleep, I dream weed loosely. Please don't confuse me with these well behind the ears, half-ass newbies. When I'm on the scene, I hear chickens like, ooh-wee, excuse me, Miss Bougie, I'm just trying to do me. And don't really want to waste time with you goofy. My life's an open book, a glass house, baby. If you want to see me gather around, it's all ready. I'm like a fresh-baked cookie from the oven, taste, man. A picture painted perfect, beautiful, come on, trace, man. I know them haters want nothing but to arrest, man. But they can't touch me, boy, I'm so amazing. Emerging out the basement on a mission like I'm crazy. My music is the cure to vaccinate the population.
Love for Neo Connor.
Yes, the love of hip-hop.
Love for Neo Connor.
Yes, the love of hip-hop.
No one could ever pass me. You a fraction of a half-breed. I put the pistol to your face like acne. Young parasite. I got tendencies to murder melodies. Flee tonight in an all-black Jeep. Peep this shit. Chick wanna run with us. I put her down to the game and gave her the business. Her friends wanna witness my style. Flying through the atmosphere. Hearing my lyrics, make your visions appear. Now everybody wanna jock it. Soon as this shit drop, cop it. But it's fuck the police. Living in the projects. Cause I ain't got the money to do it big as I commandeer and reappear. I bet my peers love this shit. But what do I get? Shit. Unleashed the wrath of L smoked in the past. Bottles took to the head. Swear I could've been dead from the violence in my vicinity. Could've ended up Kennedy with one to the head. All because of my outlook.
Love for Neo.
Yep, the love of hip-hop.
Love for Neo Connor.
Yep, the love of hip-hop.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth and you on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS KASS
saying that from the west, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ. MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. It's your man, the original Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Die For Radio in the building. Definitely the love of hip-hop. And that's what happened right there with DMD. You talk about a hot track. Woo!
Oh, yeah, man. That joint right there is definitely one of them heat, lyrical heaters right there.
And your homies, they would... I mean, that's nasty right there.
the one who was on the last verse, he one of my producers, actually. He's a young 19-year-old... out here from Philly, man, and he vicious on them tracks, man, you know what I'm saying? So he going to be doing a lot of the production on my next project. So he definitely got some heat for him, man.
Now, is there any time frame for a next project? Are you dropping, you know, somewhat of a, you know, giveaway little preview mixtape before that and then a project? You just going to drop a project? What's happening for the future of 2014?
I'm probably gonna do another project maybe that I got. I'm thinking about doing maybe in another 5 or 6 months or something like that, and which is another EP. You know what I'm saying? So right now my plan is to maybe come up with an EP every 6 months or something like that, and maybe a little single in between, a nice little single in between or something like that.
That's what's up. So let's go ahead and hit these phone lines because I know there's some people that are wanting to chop it up with you. I'm going to hit this 480 Die For Radio celebrating DMD's birthday and EP release. What's happening with you?
Yo, congratulations on the EP release. Yo, DMD, happy birthday, my brother. This is
Jacob
Popper.
Oh, man, good looking, fam. I appreciate that, man. No doubt.
Good. So, yeah, appreciate you, Doc.
What's the latest and greatest, Papa Will?
Hey, we pushing, you know, that Goofy Woofy, Funky Enough 2014. Yes, sir.
And y'all check out the video. The video is hot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of features in there. There's even a little special feature with your boy, Dyer Lansky. You know what I'm saying? Up DJing a club, getting it in. So definitely check it out. About to be on the Die For site. You can catch it on YouTube, Goofy Woofy, Funky Enough, produced by Binky Mac. Check it out, y'all.
I got to check Dyer Lansky out on the DJ tip.
I didn't even know I could DJ till I got to the video shoot, y'all.
That's what's up.
Definitely. But definitely, Pop, actually, we'll get that in rotation tonight, too, Papa Wells. So definitely rock out with us.
Hey, we got to set up an interview, too, dog.
Yeah, holler at me after the show. We'll be off the air while I let each other. All right, for sure.
Yep, all right, for sure. Yep.
The best CG in the house. You know what I'm saying? I got my man on the VIP line. Sneak Rothstein in the house.
Sneak. Man, what's happening, man? Happy birthday, OG, man. Congratulations.
Man, good looking, pal. Appreciate that from an OG like you, homie.
Man, no doubt, man. You know what I mean? You was doing this shit when I was in diapers, huh? You know what I mean? So that's
what it is. Man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was doing this thing, man, when dudes couldn't even spell their name right. You know what I'm saying?
Already, man. Let's get into it. I can't wait to hear some more. I'm going to go ahead and spend some money and get that off of iTunes. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
no doubt, man. It's definitely a banger, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming with some real creativity on that thing, man. You know, trying to keep it lyrically tight, you know?
Most deaf, man. I'm already knowing. fire. Nothing but that heat, man. Salute, Dire 4 Radio, man. We in the building, Dire.
Yep, that's what's up. That's what's up. Sneak Brostein. Definitely out bumping that Divine Gifts earlier with DMD and my man Sneak. So you know what I'm saying. Definitely Coalition Business is definitely the way it goes down. We definitely support each other. DMD, tell me a little bit about this track On My Block. Obviously, the name is somewhat self-explanatory, but, you know, tell us a little bit about the track and how it came together.
Oh, yeah, On My Block, man, is actually another song that's produced by my homie DJ Les, and it's a song that he had produced and put the track together, man. So when I heard it, it was just everything came together with it, man. And I hooked up with my homie Lil Buddha from right around the block from me, man. So that's right around from the block. And all he do is hustle on the block, you know what I'm saying? So I said, man, this nigga perfect for this song because he got some flows like a motherfucker, you know. So we put the track together and came up with the hook, actually. And once we came up with the hook, that was the title. And everything else just dropped right in flow, you know what I'm saying? Because we both was hood niggas and all we did was hung on the block.
Absolutely. This is the way we're going to do it. Die for Radio. It's the release bash now because it's not his birthday anymore, but we're still getting props for his birthday. You know what I'm saying? DMT, no comment. On My Block. Let's do it. Die for Radio. Come on.
That's how we do that shit. On My Block. Rest in peace to all the motherfuckers that passed away. On My Block. Why so many young kids had to die? On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block.
Gotta keep the Glock on the side to ride. Coming through the hood and serving no heat is suicide. Gang banger is a life where a nigga easily die. Nigga from another set coming bullets starting to fly. That's the way it is and that's the life I live. Thug nigga, Harvard Park, nothing positive. Every day it's something different handed in the hood. South Philly in the chest, chilling, blowing wood. Me and Buddha on a mission, got you niggas tripping. Hit a nigga on the hip, quarter sack flipping. Bad bitches everywhere, all around the block. And I'm a fiend for the pussy, nigga, never stop. I like them pretty eyes, baby, and the way you walk. I like to see that tongue ring when you start to talk. I got to get them digits, baby, and you know the game. Head down, ass up, knocking out the frame.
That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block.
That's how that shit go down in the street. And you can't be no fake ass buster ass nigga hanging on these blocks. Niggas will peel your motherfucking cap, nigga. You think niggas play? You think it's a motherfucking joke, nigga? Yo, Buddha, explain this shit to these motherfuckers.
I got you, my nigga. It's a method to this madness, can't trace how I do this. So impatient, can't wait to cop and move it. Got the work going real fast in a hurry. Jamaican zone speed out, we get it from the gully. 32 inch waist, extra 7 by the belly. Housing by the block, DT's by the deli. Push the pound on my phone, no call from my celly. We ain't on go, cause we already ready. Every day I stunt, so I walk like a pimp. I could put you on work way faster than a temp. I started on the bench, now I move it off the bench. On your roof like Santa, trying still like the Grinch. I'm about a dollar, nigga, keep your 2 cents. I'ma get it out the depths, you could get it off the strength. A lot of money getting spent, even more getting made. 3 grand in a week, busting 3 tracks a day.
That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block. That's how we do that shit. On My Block. On My Block. On My Block.
Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course, Gilla House, of course, Jersey in the building, of course, when I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course, I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio. Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one. And may bud be with you. Let's get it. Die For Radio.
You heard the name Die For Radio. That's the way it goes down. Now, I'm telling you, man, DMD, this whole EP, just the whole vibe of it, from the production to the raps, it just really has a great, great feel to it, my dude. Like,
man, I appreciate that, fam.
Crazy, too, because it's like even the features. I'm like, damn, that was so dope. And then, you know, even on that last one, it's like, hey, you know, tell him. He's like, I got this. You're like, ooh, let me see what this dude has to say. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like,
my little homie Buddha, man. You know what I'm saying? From riding the jets right here, man, in South Philly. You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, man. We working on his project, putting everybody you hear with the features on my EP, man. They all my young boys, man, you know what I'm saying? And we got a project for them, you know what I'm saying, that's going to come out on upper level, man. So we doing our thing, man, making this shit work.
Absolutely. And you've been doing your thing for a while now. What are some other endeavors DMD is going to venture into?
Man, well, you know, I'm definitely venturing into the video thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a lot of video production, a lot of the videos. All the videos that you see at DMD is shot by Upper Level Studios. You know what I'm saying? The dude who did all the mixing actually on my EP, Leaf Bucks. You know what I'm saying? He's also one of my cameramen for my studio for the video part of the visual part of Upper Level Studios, you know. So that's what I'm really getting into now, man. We're getting into a lot of production of videos, and I'm producing a lot of videos for a lot of underground artists out here in Philly, you know. So that's my other venture that I'm getting into right now.
Okay, that's what's up. And definitely, you know, everything is visual now.
Yeah, no doubt, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's time to up the game and up the ante with it too, man, you know. So we definitely trying to make it happen on an extra level, you know.
Absolutely. So, you know, definitely, you know, iTunes, y'all, I hope they're already on it. I hope they already downloaded. It's right there. You can get it. You've heard the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be nobody, you know, nobody not going to cop this right now. But I guess, you know, you got people that are skeptical, but that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, the music gonna do what it do, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's gonna definitely attract the people that's really into it, you know what I'm saying? If you know, for the people that's faking the funk and they ain't really into the funk and they ain't really into it, and you know, they faking it, then you know, it might not attract them to it. It might take some people around them to get attracted to it before they get attracted. You know, some people just, you know, they followers like that, man. Whatever the crowd is doing, they doing it. You know what I'm saying? So you get a five or six people around them feeling it, then, you know, they'll fall in.
But see, you know what? I don't give them as much leeway as you are right now, because it's not like you're meeting somebody back in the day on the street slanging a CD, or even known artists where you didn't have internet and stuff like that. You had to buy the CD to see if it's good. Y'all can preview the songs. It's on iTunes. There's no excuses. Go cop it.
No doubt. Ain't no excuses, man. Ain't no excuses for you finding out that it ain't no competition.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's exactly it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into this track, Hustle the Hoes, you know what I'm saying? And we can come back with DMD. Also, our special guests out of Texas are going to be joining us pretty soon. You know what I mean? This is the way it goes down. Die for Radio, DMD, Hood Soldiers about to be in the house. Goes down like this in the Coalition. Come on.
Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that
Everything I tell you to do is for the best. For both of us.
Complete if it don't include DMD, the multi-purpose headed to the top, not Jim C. Styles you can't ignore, that shit ignite, that's what it hit for. We ain't never worried about running out of weed to put the next beat to dip more. I'm about to launch you to another level and drop your ass from outer space and watch you burn into a fucking pebble. And you can't ride with DMD, I'm staying bust a freak, cause your style get caught up by the feds, nigga, constantly. Niggas in the dirt from putting in work. I'm starting to hurt most niggas, but they bitches flirt. I'm quick to put in work and set you as a target search with multiple rhymes that spread like Amber Alert. And fuck my strap, nigga, my name make niggas disperse. I'll cut your throat and leave that blood there to quit your thirst. I got to pull on sticky green every day and night. That Cali life got me hyped when that dick ignites. And I can scrap, nigga, I'm Harbor Park trained to fight. I got a right when it connect, nigga, put out your lights. And if you hustle on the streets, then keep your homies tight. And if you never gangbang, then you ain't live no life. You ain't live no life.
Yo, what up? This your boy Squeak Roo, all from the eyes, officially in the building. You listen to Die For Radio with my main man, Die Lansky.
Die For Radio in the house. Definitely rocking this no competition. DMD in the house, making sure there's no competition with songs like that.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. Shout out to my man Scatter, man, you know what I'm saying? And my man Lee Bucks on the hook, man, you know what I'm saying? My man Scatter from Jersey, man, we definitely put some stuff together with that song right there, man, you know what I'm saying? That track actually was produced by my homeboy Ebola from Philly. It's actually from here from Philly, man, you know what I'm saying? So I really enjoy putting that track together, man.
I mean, it sounds like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, man, you know. I always like doing songs. I did a song with Scatter before, man. You know what I'm saying? He one of them young soldiers from out from Camden, New Jersey, man. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I always like doing shit with him, man, because one thing about Scatter is all he could talk about is real gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely enjoy doing a collab with him, man. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm definitely gonna let 716 holler at you real quick, because I know.
It's your boy Nesto. What up, DMD?
Yo, what's going
on? Happy birthday, bro.
What's going on, fam? How you feeling, man?
Man, just chilling. Rocking out with Die For You.
Oh, that's what's up, OG. I appreciate that, fam.
No doubt. And I'm letting you know that I downloaded the joint and I was listening to it on my way to work. It's called Real Good Music, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, fam. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do it for, man, you know what I'm saying, to bring that good music back, man, you know what I'm saying, and put that real substance and content into the music, man, you know what I'm saying, and we got a long line down to go, man, you know what I'm saying, it's just the start, homie.
Yeah, it's called me being a young gun in the game, you being an OG in the game, we gotta get together and make history with each other.
Oh, no doubt, man. You know we're going to make it happen, man. For sure.
But, you know, not to cut Nesto off or anything, but, you know, and not because we support you, D, but it's a really good album.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, fam, man. You know, I put a lot of thought into it, man, you know what I'm saying? And you know, kind of took my time with it, man, because, you know, I wanted it to be something special, you know what I'm saying, because I stepped away from the game so long for my own personal reasons, man, you know what I'm saying? And so when I came back, man, you know, I really wanted it to be something special, man. So, you know, I was hoping it would be something special.
Now, real quick, you saying that is going to spark me. Real quick, though, Nesto, did that put you in a different mind state coming into doing it, like completely? Did you feel you had something to prove because you had stepped away for a little bit? Or did you come in like, I stepped away and cleared my head, I feel better, let's just do this smoothly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of felt like I stepped away, you know, and cleared my head, you know, because, you know, honestly, man, you know, I always felt like, you know, even back then, you know what I'm saying, I always felt like I was just the rapper that nobody heard about, you know what I'm saying, and that I was always the one. You know, but I was just the one that nobody had heard about, you know. So I never felt like I had something to prove, you know, because, you know, honestly, I had accomplished everything really that I had wanted to accomplish in coming out in on wax and, you know, being on stage with N.W.A. and Dr. Dre and Run DMC and Public Enemy and Salt and Pepper and LL Cool J and just so many people, you know what I'm saying, and doing so much shit, man. I had all really honestly felt like I had accomplished everything that I wanted to accomplish, you know, because I really wasn't in the game for, you know, what a lot of other people was in the game for, just to get a paid and money and jewelry and bitches and hoes and all that shit. You know, I was really in the game to let it be known that I was a serious MC, and I wanted to let the people who I admired know that too. So, you know, once I had kind of really done that to myself, I felt like I accomplished everything. So when I came back, it was just a matter of just taking the game back to the original level, and that's been my mission so far.
Absolutely, and I mean that's again that's why I was able, you know, to bring up that second option, because sometimes it does that. I know one of my new artists, Chucky Sly, he was up there, and he's like, "Yo, I was up there with everybody." Really about to do it in the point of position where I wanted to be. And he was like, it was also at that same point where I needed to step away. And I was like, I feel you, homie, you know, this and that. And he's finally, you know, making his comeback and everything too. So definitely, you know, big shout out to you. Well, definitely, man, I'm going to let Nesto finish his question. And we're going to go to the homie Jaden. I know you know what I'm saying, want to holler at you real quick. And then our other special guests are here, but we're celebrating DMD, so I got to let these people chop it up with you. So, Nesto, finish what you were saying real quick.
Oh, yeah. What I was saying is, like I said before, me being a young cat, and, like, because I'm still, like, even because I'm a young cat with an old soul, so that lyrical substance, rap is what I love, and, like, and what I get criticized for. Being that type of artist, like, oh, you young, you're supposed to play towards the young crowd. No, I make music that I like, I make music that I love, and I like being lyrical, and I like being a monster on a microphone. And, like, I salute to you because, like, you a monster on the microphone. You said you wanted to let the world know that you was a serious MC. Well, that statement has been made, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, it'll definitely come, man. You know what I'm saying? We keep at this thing, man, and don't let nobody turn us away and constantly work on our lyrics and our verbal flow, man, and putting the reality of our lives into our lyrical list. You know what I'm saying? And,
which, though, right there, that's huge. That's not a lot of people doing that, though. So, I mean, you know, and here's the difference, though, too, is what a lot of people don't understand about writing lyrics is not only do you have to write something that makes sense and it's clever, intelligent, and original, but at the end of every bar, you have to rhyme. So there's
No doubt. You know, and you know, with original hip hop, it ain't even always been like that, you know, because you could go back to some original Chuck D type stuff, man. And a lot of stuff Chuck D was saying, a lot of it sounded so right, and it didn't even rhyme. You know what I'm saying? And yet it sounded so right. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it all got to do with your delivery and the way you say things and put it together, man. But definitely, you got to rhyme though.
We appreciate you immensely, DMD. Appreciate you immensely. I'm going to go to Jaden Cash real quick so he can say, you know, holla at the big homie because we ain't talked to him in a while. Jaden, you with us?
Yeah, you know I'm with you, man. What's good, DMD?
Oh, man, what's going on, OG, man?
Oh, man, I just wanted to say congratulations, man, on your release, man.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Happy birthday as well. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, you dropped a classic, man. That's what I can say, man. You dropped a classic, man. You know what I'm saying? Me coming from where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, and just having the South Central influence and the LA influence, and being from Long Beach, you know what I'm saying, it's just what I'm used to, and you know it's telling the story of what our people have been through, you know what I'm saying, what our people is still going through, you know what I'm saying, but as telling it, narrating it, as you know, as somebody who, you know, pushing for a way out, and you know, and like you said, accomplishing your dreams and being on stage with these people, you know, most of us inspiring, you know, artists probably never even get to meet. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm inspired. I'm loving it, you know what I'm saying? That shit is raw. That shit is hood. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I appreciate it, fam. You know what I'm saying? I'm honored to be able to hear that from somebody like you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do it for, man. You know what I'm saying? We do it for the people to appreciate it and understand the reality in it, man, you know what I'm saying, and make it do what it do.
Already, man, I know you know what I'm saying, it's your day, you gotta get going, I'm gonna hold you up, man, just know that, you know, I'm in the streets of Long Beach, you know, like, as far as, like, on a personal level, on a physical level, and, you know, that's where I was born and raised at, you know, on the east side, and, believe me, like, you know, they gonna fuck with it. Everybody out there gonna love that shit. But I'm gonna slide it to my people, you know what I'm saying, get it around Long Beach and, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, show that love as I can.
Man, I appreciate that, fam. You know what I'm saying? We gonna definitely get together, man, you know what I'm saying, because I'm gonna be out there, you know, doing this thing with Justified, man, you know what I'm saying, in April. So,
I'm performing at that day.
Okay, well, we definitely
gonna
get the stage together then, for OG.
For sure, I got you, man. 100, man. Take care, man. Stay out of trouble, man.
Fam.
We need you doing your thing, man. Do your thing.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. I appreciate you, fam. We gonna definitely hook up.
Already, Dyer, man. I'm chilling, man. I'm rocking out, man. I'm interested to see, you know, what you got coming up next. You know,
absolutely.
I'm chilling.
I got Texas
already.
The Hood Soldiers coming on next, so we definitely going to get to them and some more good music. So definitely rock out with us, Jaden.
Already. You got it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, DMD, definitely a pleasure having you here, having you on your birthday in a celebration like this. Honored to, you know, be able to represent you like this and to be in the circle to represent you like this, man. So go ahead and give your last shout-outs to the fans and everybody on the line and everybody that's online, you know what I'm saying, and we'll let you enjoy your night and get some rest so you can knock out some more heaters tomorrow, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man, no doubt, man. You know, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my man Leaf Bucks, man, and Zone and Theotis Joe, who was on the EP with me, man, and everybody who collabed with me, man, and my man Scatter, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely want to give a shout-out to all my fans from the East Coast and the West Coast. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, because without y'all, it wouldn't be no DMD, you know what I'm saying? That's what, and I mean that from 1986 all the way up to 2014, you know what I'm saying? Without y'all, it's no DMD. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to my man, Die Lansky, as well as Mad 4 for having me on Die 4 Radio. And, you know what I'm saying, salute to y'all, fam. And everybody go get that No Competition from DMD on iTunes. It's available for you right now.
Absolutely. And we got a last-minute caller that want to give you a birthday shout-out. 717, you live with DMD.
What's Gucci, Da? It's the Dutch in the building.
Yo, what's going on, Duchess?
Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, I appreciate that, fam. I appreciate that.
I'm like, I can't. It's your birthday. That is the best day of my life. I love my birthday, so I want you to have many more. And I hope you get so much green leaf in you, you can't even see, my G.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. You know that's going down without a doubt.
All right. No, that's all it is. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday on some real shit. Be blessed, my dude. And,
oh,
you know, I hope you have a prosperous
day. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And you be the same way, no doubt.
You are ready.
Dutch, you know I love you. Mwah.
I love you more. Mwah.
That's my girl right there, Greenleaf all day. Big shout-out to my man, Mr. Raw. Big shout-out to Bam Bam. You know what I'm saying? Definitely bless me with that. Big shout-out to DMD. I appreciate you, my dude.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. I appreciate you, man, without a doubt, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's the way, I mean, real hip-hop all night. That's the way it goes down. I'm going to go into this track right now from the Hood Soldiers. Called Plotting. Banger, banger, banger. Coalition Finest. You can catch them March 1st live here in Downey, California. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back and talk to them and see what they got going on. Doffo Radio, come on.
Wake up, stretching and I'm yawning. Kicking my girl like, get up, what we gon' get into this morning? No reply, I'm up and I'm ready. Ready to head out the door, I'm ready. Ready to get us a fuck, I'm ready. Ready to get us a fuck, I'm ready. I don't know what's overcome of me. I'm searching for where all the money be. Niggas ain't wanting me dead, tell them I'll be right here, waiting on them if it comes for me. Like Oliver and Company, I'm on these cat gone straight. Little nigga in a big city, small world, surrounded by predators. They're looking for the prey, but I'm just trying to get unfamiliar with. Let Yoda just know I be killing this shit. I'm green all over my image, it did. I'm just living, sometimes I'm not giving a shit. It's hurting, sometimes I'm not getting a shit. I live in a house full of women and shit, where they put a roof over my head. Brought me that food and paid for them pennies and shit. As soon as I wake up, I'm thinking about them dollars. There's a million ways to get them, I just know I gotta get them proper. When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I'm plotting.
When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I'm plotting.
As soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about them dollars. There's a million ways to get them, I just know I gotta get them proper. When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I'm plotting.
When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I'm plotting.
As soon as I wake up,
I'm trying to find the sheets with mine, mine. Had to make this cake, my little mama just said there's one on the way,
on the way.
To get dope, even though half of them sure ain't right. I just hit my knees and ask the Lord to give me the strength to fight. And I put it on my son, I would rob Jesus before I completely go broke. I would say, young son, there's no such, you can't fuck me, no fish throw. Do I sell these drugs, hit some licks, do I pimp some bras? I can't wait for the day I get paid to spit. We'll rap with my job.
is a crazy thing. Yo, we gon' make it. I put that on everything. I'm loyal to the game, and I'm mobbing to be mad rich. But until I become mad rich, I'm proud of with the Glock in my hand.
Rich, I wake up, I'm thinking about them dollars. There's a million ways to get them. I just know I gotta get them proper. When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I plot.
When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I plot.
Soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about them dollars. There's a million ways to get them. I just know I gotta get them proper. When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I plot.
When I wake up in the morning,
I'm plotting, I plot.
Soon as I wake up, yeah.
Look, nigga, every day we wake up, nigga.
Every day, nigga.
Gotta get a dollar.
Gotta get a
y'all
fuck.
Niggas wake up. Well, bitch, I'ma fuck today.
Y'all calling the hoes,
you feel me?
Bro.
Every day we wake up, my
wake
niggas
up, bro,
pursuing
bro.
The plans to get
plans, bro.
Y'all
what?
Niggas pursuing
hey,
some hoes. Y'all
zero.
Niggas pursuing hoes. And now I'm
about
to get Jordan's, nigga.
Worry about
fuck
them
that
shoes.
Shit, bro. I need everything paid for.
Everything
cash.
Paid for,
that
nigga.
Shit, bro, bro. Word up. We just trying to make a dollar, nigga.
Nothing,
nothing
to something,
nigga.
Bitch.
Lil Yo, the loyal bitch.
Yeah.
Come on, Nation hoes.
Yeah.
Radio in the place to be. You already know. I got Texas' own good soldiers in the house. That was plotting. What's happening, y'all? How you feeling tonight?
Oh,
good,
man,
good.
You know
what's up. That's what's up. So real quick, one at a time, y'all, definitely introduce yourselves, your name. You know what I'm saying? Give a little shout-out to all these people because I got a lot of followers that listen to us that might not know who you are. So let's go ahead and get them affiliated. You know what I mean?
Shit, I'm Lil Yoda, you heard me? Hood Soldiers.
Yeah. What's good, Lord to the game, Hood Soldiers, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, that's what's
shot.
You know, definitely y'all on your way to Cali, you know what I mean, to go ahead and rock out this Western reunion show. How y'all feeling about that? This is about to be big.
Oh, yeah, oh, it's nothing. It's our second time going to Cali. That's rocking out, you know what I'm saying? We ready?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Can't wait to see y'all live, see what that hypeness brings. So, you know what I'm saying, growing up and definitely getting into this hip-hop game, well, some of y'all influences that really said, you know, besides having the talent to do it because not everybody can do it, who was really the influences that made y'all want to get down like this?
Oh, man. Shit, for one, from my point of view, I'ma say me and him, man, we influence each other in getting down with how we get down with, you know, but musically, man, you know, certain artists, you hear me, certain artists got a feeling of certain, you know.
Get them certain vibes going.
Whether it's Pimp C, yeah, Pimp C, Bun B, you know, UGK, that, you know.
You know what, though? You know, I grew up on the West Coast. I listen to a lot of East Coast hip-hop. My style kind of has that boom-bap, you know, feel to it, kind of underground hip-hop feel. But, you know, Riding Dirty's one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time. So, you know, big shout-out to UGK because them are some pioneers. Them dudes definitely put it down for hip-hop, not just for the South. I mean, there's a lot of hip-hop and rap influenced by UGK.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So what are some new endeavors you guys got going for 2014? Are there some albums coming out, some mixtapes? Tell these people what you guys got going.
Hey, we releasing Nothing or Something. That's what Plotin' from. We dropped Nothing or Something back in 2012. We got the re-release of Nothing or Something popping out. And on the way, Cali's going to get it before Texas is. We got Re-Up 2 dropping March 25th. But like I said, Cali, when we get down there for our first show with Spice One on 27th, we will be releasing Rio too, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And obviously the shows are coming. So I'm going to play this other track too because it kind of got me, you know, intrigued by the name. It says West Coast. Tell me a little bit about this track. And is this off the same mixtape as Plotin'?
No. West Coast is actually on Rio too. It actually came from this mixtape we got from Texas to Cali. We only dropped it in Cali, which is my one of the other artists on my label, Be Easy, me and him, Fast Life, and then TGO, another artist on the label. We had dropped it, and then when we performed down there, everybody was feeling it. so I had to adopt it for the next mixtape. I couldn't let it go. You know what I mean? I couldn't let it just, you know, not get really heard. So I put Yoda on it so we could, you know, make sure it get around Cali ASAP.
Absolutely, absolutely. And oh, we have a lot of callers on the line. I see a lot of 210s. I see 760s. I see 215s. I see 562s, 951s, 941s, 717s. Y'all want to speak, press 1. You can holler at, you know what I'm saying, these dudes. You can tell them, you know, man, I'm going to be there at the show. You can tell them, I'm in Texas. I want to see y'all, whatever you got to do. So definitely let us know when you want to talk. Actually got someone chiming in right now, 760. What's happening with you? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. It's Justified checking in on the little homies, the Hood Soldiers. You know what I'm saying?
That was good, bro.
What's happening?
Shit, man. Getting ready for y'all to pull up on me this week so we can get it in.
Oh, yeah. You know, we be down there Wednesday.
That's what's up. I know y'all going to shut it down with Spice One on, what's that, Thursday, and then y'all going to push out with me to Feed the Homeless with Bama D&T, and then on Saturday the 1st, we doing that West Reunion and going to do it real big, like.
Oh, yeah, Tempo, we got you, bro. You already know. Like I said, got to give a shout-out to Justify for connecting them dots, you know what I'm saying? I know he be saying all the time, but appreciate you, bro, straight up.
Yeah, always, man. I appreciate good talent to represent, good, you know, artists that, you know, got their goals and priorities set in place and you know, not going to let anything come in between, you know, them and the destination that they're trying to reach, man. So, you know, I have a hard time, you know, convincing cats that's right here in Cali, right around the corner from me to take advantage of some of these opportunities, and yet here you are all the way from Texas and seen it and made sense and was willing to travel out here to get with me. And when you got out here, I had 2 successful shows for you, and now y'all coming back for round 2.
You know what I'm saying? 3-4 coming on, too.
Hey.
That's what's up, man.
Looking forward to, you know, sitting down and chopping it up with y'all this week when you get in town. And you know what I'm saying? Just do your thing, man. I'm proud of what y'all doing. And you know what I'm saying? JM and the Coalition got your back, bro.
Yeah,
we appreciate y'all, man. What's up?
Big shout-out to Justified. You already know. So with no further ado, let's hear this West Coast track right now. Hood Soldiers in the house, Die For Radio. Come on, let's go.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase now.
Like a 6-4, tell me what it hit for. Blowing up the best smoke, only on the West Coast. Bitches got their mind right, loving the fast. I go down in the daylight, ain't nothing like the West, right? Gang bangers, switch your fingers up. Murderers, put them bangers up. We from the South, but on the West, we be with who is dangerous. In the South, it's homegrown. On the West, it's that medical. I'm on trial, so tell the court, I'm speaking hypothetical. Not from here, look all in my mouth, you can tell what it is. Trying to get like pot, move out here, get on that Cali shit. Up and down like a 6-4. A booty from the South, reppin' that West Coast. Do me, it's a fact, on the West, best watch where you hang at. Wrong colors, wrong hoods, they don't like you, they spraying that. Them lolos is away, it like tattoos and war wounds. Even the bitches cut down here, don't get it missing the screws. West Coast, Compton, Riverside, back to the Bay. Dirty South, Lake Charles, H-Town, back to the state. Wanna knock a Cali chick, one who stacked the cabbage quick. Made a song about the West, but the South in your mouth, bitch. Bouncing like a 6-4, tell me what it hit for. Blowing up the best smoke, only on the West Coast. Right, loving the fast, let's go down in the daylight. Ain't nothing like the West, right? Bouncing like a 6-4, tell me what it hit for. Blowing up the best smoke, only on the West Coast. Bitches got their mind right, loving the fast, let's go down in the daylight. Ain't nothing like the West, right?
Bouncing like a 6, hold up, loving that end, roll up. That crock pot flow, that hot box, new windows up. That hot spot seat, that watch out, cause shit blows up. On to the West, where the temp goes up. Okay, we're going back to California where that marijuana's at. And I heard she gon' love it, and she probably come from Israel. I got merchandise and we can talk so that this shit sell. I inhale a Doja, and he
case like Intel and D. If I get jail, I'ma get bail. How the fuck the police? Man, I'm talking like the future, trying to see it through. Spot it clear, speak the truth. Pop up like a ghost, holla peekaboo. Play a card, talking they some bars. Ain't no Pikachu. We could do the same amount, if not more than you people do. Talking about the pressure zone, crunch time. Blazer, we get baked and we gon' be here even after it get vacant. So I told the nation.
Tell me what it hit for. Blowing on the best mode, only on the west coast. Bitches got their mind right, loving the fast life, go down in the daylight. Ain't nothing like the west, right? Just like a 6-4, tell me what it hit for. Blowing on the best mode, only on the west coast. Bitches got their mind right, loving the fast life, go down in the daylight. Ain't nothing like the west, right?
On deck, 5 minutes feedback, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, the kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die 4 Radio.
Die 4 Radio, live and direct with the Hood Soldiers, Texas Zone. Definitely getting it down. I mean, that's the way we do it over here. World premieres, that was the West Coast. And I heard the shout-out to Riverside. I'm have to tell you all, I live in L.A., got a lot of family living in L.A., but I was born and raised in Riverside. I'm definitely a Riverside soldier, so I appreciate the shout-out. You know what I mean?
Tempo, we had much fun, much love in the IE when we performed out there, you know what I'm saying?
Where'd y'all perform in the IE at?
I think Bob's Bar and Grill.
Bob's Grill. That's my neighborhood right there, man. I grew up in the east side over there, so that's you know what I mean? That's good, real good people over there, good environment. You know, I've done a show over there, too. So big shout-out for shouting out Riverside. That's what's up. So do you guys got anything planned going towards the East Coast, even if it's, you know, the Southern East Coast or Midwest or anything like that, so
man,
to speak, right now?
I want to get to Philly because, you know what I'm saying, I'm a South baby, but back in middle school, I wasn't listening really much, too much of the South. I was more on Pat Poots and Cassidy, you know, Cassidy from Philly. You know, I wouldn't mind going to Philly, you know what I mean?
Well, that homie DMD we had on earlier, you know what I'm saying, he's out there in Philly, so maybe we'll connect those dots. He can hook you up with some people out there. I know Justify can definitely hook you up with him to hook up some people out there, so maybe we can get something arranged. Definitely connect the dots out there for you.
Yeah, so that'll be what's up, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So then, too, I mean, oh, by the way, there's a lot of callers on the line. Look, y'all, if y'all want to talk, press 1. Otherwise, I'm not going to you. I respect your privacy. I know a lot of people just want to kind of hang out and chill and listen to the show, and we much appreciate that, rocking out with the Hood Soldiers right now. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to talk to them, be sure to press 1. Actually, we got a caller that just did press 1. A 210-306. What's happening? Die 4 Radio live with the Hood Soldiers. What's cracking with you?
What's poppin'? Ow!
Yeah. Hey, what up,
ah, ooh, nigga.
Yeah, what it is, Sam Mo, what's the damn deal?
I'm chilling, you know, trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying to take it global.
Who we speaking
yeah,
with?
This is Be Easy, representing Hood Soldiers, fans live to the fullest all day.
That's what's up. Appreciate you calling in, showing support, my dude.
Oh, yeah, of course. It ain't nothing love. It's fam. You know, that's fam. This is the ENT. This is what we do. We got to put it in their face.
Absolutely. That's what's up. So, you know, we rocking out, playing the bangers for them, making sure, you know what I'm saying, they represented well and you know, just doing the damn thing for music.
Oh, yeah, they definitely holding it down. My niggas been doing their thing. Me, myself, I'm new to this, but they've been tearing my – where we from that say time – they've been tearing it up out here for forever. They've been doing their thing. Now that's why, you know, it's about that time. It's long overdue that they get, you know, we getting to that stage, but they getting to that stage as well, man. It's what it is.
Absolutely. So, you know, y'all got Fan Bam in the house, and there's a lot of other 210 callers, just to let y'all know. They just, you know, haven't pressed one. So, you know, I'm not going to put them out on Front Street if they just want to chill and listen. But, you know, if you listen online, too, you want to chop it up, 646-200-4945, press 1 to speak to the host. And we appreciate all the callers calling in. We appreciate you, my G. We're definitely going to get to some more tracks, so don't even trip.
All ready.
Absolutely.
Family, y'all do y'all thing. Love, man.
Ow. 10-4, bud.
Soldier BMT.
Yeah.
10-4.
Ready, bro.
All right, man.
That's what's up. So, you know, this is the way we do it around here. Like I always say, you know, Justify says connect the dots. Cocaine says put paint where it ain't. But really what we're trying to do is just make a difference and do something different from other people's are doing because, you know, we don't need, you know, saturation. We don't need to do any of that. We need to be unique and original and handle this game. So y'all trying to get to Philly, you coming out here to Cali, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out to y'all. What drives you besides money? Because we all do everything if we have 9-to-5. What drives y'all to be, you know, hustling this rap game like that? And again, I know that's a tough question, but exclude the money because
it ain't money ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't got no 9-to-5. Matter of fact, I don't think nobody on my label got a 9-to-5, bro. Money, you know, money is life. That ain't got nothing to do with music. You know what I'm saying? What drives me? I woke up, you know what I'm saying, one day back in H-Town to my mama at 7 years old and told her I was going to rap. And it wasn't because I wanted to be famous or I wanted to be paid off of rap. It's because I thought I could rap. You know what I mean? There's a lot of music and a lot of people who just either, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. So it's a lot of people who really not MCs or really don't have lyrics or really don't have talent to get that lucky break. You know what I'm saying? And I get up and drop some music for one day. Hopefully we get heard and be able to bring that, you know, that actual substance, real music, you know, back, you know, when songs got a point, you know what I'm saying? Not just talking a whole bunch of nonsense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point. And that's why I ask, and, you know, I agree with you with the money and music is two different things. But that's why I put that stipulation there, because when it comes down to it, we all got to feed our family. So, you know, and I always tell people, like, you know, I don't do music for money. But it'd be nice to, you know, support my family doing music, and that's what we try to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's real shit. Five that we want to have, even though it's not a 9-to-5. But that's real spit what you say, because it really comes down to substance. And if you're just talking about music for a generic thing, your music's going to be generic. But there is, with the digital era we're in and how easy it is to kind of do music and distribute it, it is a double-edged sword. And I've talked to this with a lot of people on my show. You know, the double-edged sword is we'll find those dudes that, you know, can pay for follows and pay for this and pay for that and this and that and look like they're doing something and really not do anything and happen to catch a break, you know, some fake in the funk. But that's where we just got to let the true music prevail, you know what I'm saying, and make it happen. So, you know, tell us about the homie Big Tex and this track tonight that we about to play for the people.
Hey, that Big Tex, hey, that beat is on, that song is it's coming out, it's on Re-Up 2 coming up, but that was recorded back in 2012 too. Me, Lil Yoda, Big Tex, little brother EG made the beat. Man, we was, like I said on the other interview, we needed a universal song, man, but we don't dance, bro, and you know that Yoda, that's his thing, he always loaded, so I tried to put together a little catchy hook. You know, to try to have that universal song in the club or at the house parties or, you know, while you riding, man, something you could vibe to and everybody could pertain to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we can get in this track. We can come back and definitely, you know what I mean, let you give your shout-outs to your peoples and definitely do it. And you know, the West Coast looks forward to seeing y'all this week. But let's go into this tonight first featuring Big Tex, Hood Soldiers in the House, Dieful Radio. Come on.
Get fucked up, fuck for that. I'm smoking and drinking. You already know what I'm on. That vodka and ice. I just smoked a blunt. I'm riding with air. I'm on going home. Say, yeah, yeah. My mind is fried. You know I'm baked. The liquor is brown. The switches are great. Great. Say, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling so lovely, my nigga. These niggas in here, but I touch me, my nigga. These bitches in here trying to fuck me, my nigga. Like, fuck. I'm already seeing love. Looking over my shoulder, man. Waiting for that trouble. Plus, I got a baby face, so they checking my ID. But they ain't searching my pocket. Nope. And we don't chill in the VIP. Nope. Harder with Ivan, I'm loaded. Loaded. Posted up a big tag. We finna shoot a video that's on here. Nigga, let's get fucked up and let's wreck it.
Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Vine Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Boom. And it's like that. Hood soldiers in the house, Texas zone. On the way to Philly, on the way to Cali, on the way over the whole nation. How y'all feeling tonight?
Hey, we good. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm having a blast. We had another 210 caller wants to chime in. 210-371. We live on the air with the Hood Soldiers. Die For Radio. What's cracking?
Oh, hey, this is Miss D, Hood Soldiers ENT. I was just calling to give a shout out to Hood Soldiers. Oh!
I already appreciate it.
What's up? So obviously y'all got fam and supporters and everything in the house. We salute you. Definitely appreciate you tuning in to Die For Radio tonight.
Thank you. No problem.
Absolutely. Shout out to you. In the whole nine yards. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, give y'all your last shout outs for the night. And obviously you guys are going to be around. But definitely tell your fans what's up and give your last shout outs, and we'll let y'all enjoy the rest of your night, whether you get back to work or whatever you're going to do.
Man. Hey, shout out to the camp. Yeah, everybody.
Hey,
shout out to the camp, nigga. Hood
Soldiers. Hey, shout out to Hood Soldiers and T. Everybody for tuning in. Appreciate that for radio. Big ups to the big homie, Justify. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, homie, for having us on the show. And, you know, that's just how that go, bro.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, again, we appreciate y'all, man. And, you know, we are going to get a face-to-face definitely this week. I'm going to be out there at that Big to the Boy thing as well. And, obviously, I actually got a show on Thursday, so I won't be at the Spice One, but I will be at the MC8 and Cocaine. So we'll definitely get some FaceTime and connect the dots from there, my G's.
Yes, sir. Already, you know what I'm saying? The paint where it ain't.
Absolutely. Big shout out to OG Cocaine putting pain where it ain't. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate your fans chilling with us. Appreciate everybody. And definitely we'll be hollering at you soon.
All right. Good luck, man.
Yep,
appreciate
absolutely.
You.
Hood's in the house. We definitely doing it like that. Coalition Biz. Bang their tracks. About to see them live. I mean, that's the way it happens. That's the way, you know, artists used to go to the towns they were going to perform at. And they used to do the radio spot there. You know what I'm saying? So, big salute to the people that still do that. Big salute to Justified for hooking everything up. You know what I mean? That's definitely the way it goes. So, shit, Die for Radio. You already know. Man, I'm going to go to my man Sneak Rothstein. Sneak, you rocking with me?
You already know, fam. I'm still in the building, my G. What's good?
Man, March 3rd. Why does that date stick out of my head?
It's going down, man. March 3rd, Dungeon Dragon LP, hitting the people like a motherfucking Richter, like an earthquake, man. We're shaking the Richter scale, you know what I'm saying? And it's, man, nothing but heat, nothing but fire. It's definitely five mics. And, man, it's almost mastered, you know what I mean? I put that in the hands of my family, Killer Ron, you know what I'm saying? So he mastering it up, got the artwork looking real good, man. Shout out to you on that. And, man, we're just going to push this movement real strong. You know what I mean? Dungeon Dragon LP, Sneak Rothstein, executive produced by Doc Durong. Let's get it.
Mm. And big shout-out to Sneak Rothstein and Shut Him Down Radio, you know what I mean, and the whole Jordian squad. You can also catch him on Die For Radio. I say Die For, we catch him on Die For Radio like he ain't fam. He's fam like a motherfucker. But nights, 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern, on the Doffel Radio station, you know what I mean? It definitely rocks out. Catch actually Doffel Radio tomorrow night, 8:30 Pacific time with Gene Gray, Mr. Long from Black Sheep, and BG Knockout. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to hold it down that, you know what I mean? And we definitely got a special R&B night coming up for Wednesday, but I'm not announcing the people until tomorrow. I got everybody locked, but I can't wait to blow their minds with the R&B show I'm doing on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? We did it with the ladies' night. Now we're about to do it with the R&B. So it's definitely going down. And I got a real special show on Thursday. So stay tuned. Mm.
Damn.
Man. But you know what? I have right now in my hands a Die For exclusive. A literal Die For exclusive. And the crazy part about this is that this song was kind of heard and kind of previewed and then was, like, kind of sat on and then, you know, whatever it might be. But you know how music goes when you're a musician. Everybody on there probably, you know, has this problem. But I got this problem. We got too many hot tracks here at Die For. Come on. This is definitely what's happening. Die For exclusive.
Never die.
Yeah, I was a proven golden child and raised up in this tragic city. Riverside, you with me, and that love extends throughout my family. The crowd was empty as I chose my own lane. And just a year or two later, I was humbled by change but fame. Fuck it, I'll take it day by day as this hustle grows. You only live once, so I die for these chosen flows. Never show your weakness, cause you know I'm out of cycle rules. These sharks are here to eat, and you caught up in this undertow. My life's a featured episode, catalog impeccable. Keep this crowd popping, my stance 6 feet acceptable. Never seen a speck of flow, just shine around and take control. Like you worked for me, but I guess I'll let the Grammy show. What is really poppin', more meaning to the sky, bro. Without the substance, what is cracking, I'm scheming to ride, bro. Benedict, fuck it, yes, crime face of my real folk. The truth lies with us, so speaking only real quotes.
They shootin',
and just trying to steal hope. Make sure I'm a factor when the sign of my own host. I talk to myself through a pen in the pad, and tell my godson Jake, just be glad for what you handed in half. Cause Hell's Kitchen cooking up something daily. It's hard to duck the cost, so I can't my casualties lately. And the wares of my conscience, the sick words that say nauseous. Keep the sponsors from understanding.
Reality strikes like a drone attack on your mother. See, my underworld is over Earth achieving. Now it's time to underline the facts that we conceiving. And it's diabolical, and I say it with conviction. That shit is mandatory. Do my job, fuck the superstition. As we kill in this game, how could you blame what I'm saying on track when you thinking I'm playing? I'm saying.
Grow or the weeds may choke them out cause you reap what you sow. So many die for a chance to put brands in their hands. Middle managers going postal cause they didn't advance. When the SWAT comes in making a stand, try to cuss so little. It's like a riddle that I don't understand. I put my faith in my own hands. Packed up the fam in a van and told them I'll be there as soon as I can. Stranger in a strange land. With little more than a plan, dire lands, killer beats around, mind a command, a man with something to die for. When he passed, to tell stories about him, someone to cry
yeah,
for.
I die for this rapping, and I die for this action. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for these beats, and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. You see, I die for this rapping, and I die for this action. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for my peeps, and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. Right. Let me see if DMD's still rocking with us. DMD, you still in the house?
Yo, I'm still in the house, man. That's some definitely heat right there, fam.
Hey, man, big shout out to Chucky Sly. That's my dude right there. I can't wait for that Chain Reaction to drop, hosted by Sneak Rothstein. It's fire.
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot like firecrackers right there, fam.
Woo. You know what? Since I got DMD on online, he's still rocking with us. I'm going to go back into the Divine Gifts. Before that, I'm going to hit him up with this Chucky Sly War. This is also off the Chain Reaction sneak preview for y'all motherfuckers. Let's do this. Die for Radio.
In wartime, truth is so precious. She should always be attended by a bodyguard of lies. Winston Churchill. Is
join them, I don't really see the point. Just tell me cut my hair, tell me not to smoke a joint. Put me in a uniform, send me where I know I'm hated. Tell me that I should conform or spend my life incarcerated. And not to speak in opposition of his policy. Building aristocracy and sell it as democracy. Claim I can't participate cause I need discipline. People want it different, but yo, we ain't listening. Try to hypnotize me through commercial propaganda. Track me in my whip through a stoplight camera. Watch me from a satellite, every road I travel on. And Mephistopheles sits upon a throne in Babylon. Travel the steel maze, eviscerate the serpent. God put the lyrics down, I am but his servant. Politicians telling you they truly understand you, but don't be quick to snatch your random gifts the devil hands you.
The horns blow and the wild guard crumble. Sharp MCs find a beast in a jungle. Saying I wanna work, but then I bring a war. Saying I wanna work, then I bring a war. Lick your more blood from the hands of a stranger. Never try to put a hide in my danger.
Swinging from the west with the bump bang. Got it. yes, in the game. Speaking here, they gon' do our own thing. Speaking from the west with the funk man. Gotta have nothing but love for the funk man. Divine gifts in the game. Speaking here, they gon' do our own thing. Speaking from the west with the funk man. Gotta have nothing but love for the funk man.
Yeah, that song is hot like firecrackers right there, boy.
Huh? You know, all you right. know what was crazy is too is DMZ. I opened the show with that. We're gonna wait for callers to get on the line. You know that were listening to you, supporting you, and everything like that. And that's what I was gonna play off the album. But I also wanted to, you know, I thought about Powder Game, and I was like, even though that's a, I said, man, I play that Divine Gift right now. People are going to go off because they're going to be, even your fans are going to listen to it and be like, this is a good track. And then at the very end, like, bam, they're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That joint is a very delicious track, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you know, that's definitely the way we do it here on Dialful Radio. It's crazy. All this music, all this everything we're doing, it's like, man, I don't even know how to explain it. All this positive motion, you know what I'm saying? And I haven't seen things like this in a long time, to tell you the truth. Especially because everyone's their own entity. Like in the golden era, you had to be your own entity to be successful. And a lot of people are doing their own things, and then everyone comes to kind of meet at a middle, you know, at a table. And I'm liking it. But like I said, you know, with DMD, you know, I talked to DMD about non-coalition business. You know, this is my dude right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's amazing that music across all, where everyone been across, all across the country, that we hear right now just rocking out to music.
Man. Yeah, no doubt, man. That's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? And when you keep it real, you know what I'm saying, that's the reality of what you're going to connect with. You know what I'm saying? Those that's keeping it real like you are.
All day.
Yep, you already know. So, you know, no competition out now. Go
None.
Buy it. Man.
Sir, yes, sir. Go get that jump, man, right out now on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Go download that jump, no competition. It's available. And we're going to let them know that it ain't no competition.
Dungeons, Dragons, LP, executive produced by Doc Dumont. Go cop that. Don't even trip.
March
3rd.
March 3rd, man. It's going down, nigga. Ready
that
for
Chain Reaction coming
track.
Very, very soon. You heard two singles off of it. You know what I mean?
Wee.
Die For and that War. You know what I mean? My man Chucky Sly coming with the real thick with that War track. So
killed
it goes
that.
Down
killed
like that.
That.
You know what I'm saying? And people like us usually are the last of a dime breed or the last of something.
Real tough. Last of the truth.
Last of the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm going to go into right now. We can go in a little bit of overtime. I'm having fun playing a little bit of music. You know what I mean?
Chip. This is what you would call a stolen legacy. This music is our destiny. My manuscript, monumental.
Yeah.
Dirty air be on the hip. How to save the rental. Running the streets like a fresh at the kennel. Surrounded by sergeants, lieutenants, and I'm the general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me, but I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up till you like it. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight hay make a swing. Sticking in like a bee sting. You don't like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth. Paranoid cause the voices won't stop. Who said Joe the kids ain't hip-hop? I got him in the scope, turn the zone to a tater tot. All I need is one shot, for the body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops, street journalist.
music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist. Mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist. See, I'm a specialist. Call me MD with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of sea. I'm leading the cavalry against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy. I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee. Success is up to me. I don't like you, I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
So I come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say. Yeah, I know they sick, same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein, they claim the range game's changed. Let's meet it in Frostine, time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'm beyond my rap shit to the death of me. Like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main word's drastic, and the point is managed to keep the advantage over haters. I damn it, I fall. And I'm about to do it, that's what happens to best. Your history already proved it. I'm the JFK shot, I leave my mind on the block. I guess what will you do? You fools are meant to get popped. Hip hop.
You don't like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Hit you with the W. Riverside made me, though them days were crazy. Never traded for the world, that's all my kids and my baby.
Y'all
think you're
interested, it never gets hard. Robbing and telling on a teacher trademark. Pull on school billets, gangsta off and on. Told them I'm a rap teacher without second thought.
Already know Doffel Radio in the house. Killing the game. Never been the same. Never will be the same. We on our way up, fellas. How y'all feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. You know what I'm saying? No complaints whatsoever, man. You know, Man, and that joint, man, I'm telling you, man, that joint with you and Sneak, man, that joint is
crazy.
That joint is the lemon meringue, homie, I'm telling you. Without a doubt, fam.
But see, that's the way I feel about the Divine Gift. That Divine Gift is like the master
Lord.
Of the microphone. Motherfucker comes in like
he
yeah.
Murdered
like if that was live, like I don't want to do that show live with you, homie, because we can get in some shit. You're gonna come out knocking out security guards and like swinging on motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. I already know when the verse comes on of yours, I'm going to take off my shirt. I'm going to make sure my shoes are tied tight. You know what I mean? I'm ready for it. You know, I'm ready for what you're bringing on these cats, man.
Oh, man, what I really can't wait for is for us to do the video.
Ooh-wee. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man, making that shit pop, man.
Well, Steph, I'm with it, man. You got the whole team up there, so it's just up to me to get up there, you know what I'm saying? And
man, I got the East Coast team, and I got the West Coast team, man, you know what I'm saying? Because remember, Powder Game was shot on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I got cameramen on the West Coast and on the East Coast, man, so we can make it happen.
We're going to put it together like butt cheese, as Bugatti say.
No doubt. No doubt.
Hey, this shit about to be bigger than Oprah draws.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, definitely goes down when y'all come to Cali. You know, I got you 100. You know what I mean? I can't wait till y'all motherfuckers get out here because it's going to be like, man. You know what's so funny,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, no
I told
doubt,
my
man. April 26th is definitely on, man. You know what I'm saying? DMD definitely on the West Coast, man. April 26th, man.
I'm already booked to that show, my dude. I'm already booked. I'm already booked to that show, too.
Oh, yeah.
No competition.
You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to have the camera crew on deck, man, and we're going to definitely make it happen.
That's what's up. Well, I got a little I'm going to go into real quick music. Y'all can rock out. If not, I'm still rocking out. You know what I mean? But definitely Mad 4 had a long-ass day, and he was like, hey, y'all. Play motherfucking bullet points for me. So this is Die Lansky featuring Mad 4. I'm going to get into some other coalition music definitely too. Die for Radio. Come on.
Shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
Rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
I guess these rappers really ain't got much to say. You see, I do what I do, homie, it's like every day. Still bruise through my cruise, most days we parlay. But the stealth of my wealth is my point, and that's all day. You see, these bullets burn when we spit them out. I guess it's life you're losing, let's call these doctors out. Live life through the nights and try to escape dawn. The system's corrupt, so let's flick a shot for Trayvon. Fuck it, I had to, that spirit that I'm lifting's gifted. But still twisted, to be automatic, spitting wicked. Should I mention public interest when your gift is moving towards a master, so fuck it, homie, let's get this. Die for collaborations, is that sickness. We working bad on every level, never forget this. But you can kiss this ass if you resent this. I'm a blast from the past, but presently sent to rip this.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
These type of bullets will cripple entire empires. Everybody duck, cause my gun is letting off fire. To all you corny rappers, shut the fuck up, you some liars. And I got the pliers with the blazer cut. Fucking up your shit from your neck to your gut. Keeping your body stiffer than the fucker Gene Tut. And we about to get paid, get laid. Die for, got the shit that you love to hate. Cause you's a fake and we always go harder.
die a lefty man for. Got that shit that's hotter, and our shit is proper, and it doesn't stop. Die for is also known for busting off blocks on any block, on any team. It doesn't matter if you're a camp or a regime. It doesn't matter what set your breath. Don't forget, motherfuckers, you get cut and get hit with a bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point. Bullet point.
You on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But beef game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right, you know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in here. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you got to come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. Niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MC for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it.
You want
to let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you lay your vocals after mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body because it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got skills. Mad at me because I kick that shit real, niggas fail. While 99% of your fans wear high heels. From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start,
hey,
nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got a legal one for all the fighters to move across. If I see one more of those, you're out of here, fella. You understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't see a fight. Yo, Cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch-ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out, or don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve. Well, I'ma take it by force. Blast you with a 45 call. Make you somersault. Shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderballs. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life. Cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living off a dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him. But he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something. You might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick a verse. Fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'll even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born. Make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan so he can persuade me to squash it. I say nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself. Train to run 20 miles of soft sand, on or off land. Programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it, some wax did it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you. And I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout, 3 minutes and 40 seconds, Can I Run? Yo, Cannabis, man, you moving like my Tiger Kenya, man. You're in and out and you're addy with your flow, man. But dig, right? You got me, man, that's your name, Cannabis. Your whole agenda's to eat these niggas, man. They have no business to be on the same stage with you, holding a mic with you.
I don't like you, and you don't like me, then we should.
should go at it and battle for the right fee. I know it's some things that seem unlikely, but it is some battles I would like to see.
The Hustler.
Awesome fan, you already know that this a nigga don't go on the radio. Battle me face to face. Don't go on the internet talking all indirect. Battle me face to face. Instead of making diss songs, I'd rather make hit songs. Battle me face to face. You gotta earn your respect, man. Let's see who the best, man. Battle me face to face.
Go at it and battle for the right fee. I know it's some things that seem unlikely, but it is some battles I would like to see.
Me, I spit sick and ain't no remedy, nigga, so I'm a threat to the rest of these industry niggas. I could make you a memory, nigga. My tech nine will blow your mind like John F. Kennedy, nigga. I'm a goon, not a finicky, nigga. I pull plenty of triggers. My gun blow like Yosemite, nigga. I never been a pretender be, nigga. Coming up, when I was young, I was buck like that Tennessee nigga. I ain't trying to make no enemies, nigga, but I figured you ain't the dude y'all claim to be. Y'all dudes lame to me. The game ain't the same to me, and it's plain to see. Who you think will win if Diddy battle Jermaine Dupri? Or Jazzy Faye and Manny Fresh win at it? Your man Will.i.am and Wyclef win at it. Just imagine if the Ghost and the Chef win at it. Or Redman and your man Neff win at it. Dramatic. Man, I'll pay to see that show. Another good battle will be Rick Ross and Fat Joe. I wanna see Foxy battle Lil' Kim again. Drake battle Kanye and Wayne battle Eminem. I wanna see Dr. Dre battle Timbaland. Eclipse vs. Chris and E. Pharrell vs. Swiss Beats. I wanna see Beans and Kiss catch records. And see Jay-Z battle Nas or DMX again. Like wrestling, rappers talk dumb greasy. I wanna see Gucci go at it with Young Jeezy. Tip and Ludacris should go next. Game should battle Styles P, and Common should battle Mos Def. You know what else to be dumb hot?
What?
Juice Man vs. Plies and Young Dro vs. Young Jock. I wish we could see Trina battle EVE, but my beat vs. MOP, what I need to see. Swift and Crazy Bone battle will be fucking fast. What if Capone and Nori battle Corrupt and Daz? Lil Flip and Slim Thug would be a nice move, but I'd rather see Ice-T and Ice-G. Can't made to go at it like straight savages. Another good battle would be Jewels and Fabulous. But the next one gotta be the best one. The next one should be Rakim and KRS-One. That'd be wonderful. I wonder who will win that. I know my fans wondering where the fuck I done been at. Look, I took a rest but came back like I never left. We all gon' perish. You gotta cherish every breath. That's why I wish Big and Tupac never left. I'm not kidding, man. The game would be a lot different. But I'm in love with hip-hop. I can't stop spitting. Stop shitting on other cats with the rest that I've written. Take a stand, man, stop tripping. If you can't take the heat, then get your ass out the hot kitchen. Cat's not slipping, you already know, but you sound weak like an alarm clock radio. Every flow I'm like Marset, ready go. I run all over tracks, you cats not ready though. I stay on my job like I was from Mexico. No, I'm not Mexican, but I'm a rare specimen. I'm better than the best of them, better than all the rest of them. But if you think you better, buy mine, come test me then. You already know that this a nigga don't go on the radio. Battle me face to face. Don't go on the internet talking all indirect. Battle me face to face. Instead of making diss songs, I'd rather make hit songs. Battle me face to face. You gotta earn your respect, man. Let's see who the best, man. Battle me face to face. Lost in the family. Crossover. Bing.
Radio. I'm about to get out of here, y'all. It was definitely good rocking with you. DMD, my dude, salute to you, homie. Man, by the way,
oh, likewise, man.
I just copped the album myself, so I'm going to make sure that everybody else does, and we definitely keep it going, homie.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. No doubt, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely keep this thing rolling, man. It's just the beginning, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got a long road, you know what I'm saying, all the way down the field.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can't wait to see you in April. Obviously, looking forward to doing some music with you and the whole nine, and looking forward to watching you grow and seeing your success with this new album and every album every 6 months, like you said. So, you know what
I'm saying? Oh, yeah, we're going to definitely be on it, man, trying to make that thing happen, man, you know, for sure, man. I appreciate all the support, fam.
Ain't no thing. Doppel Radio, DMD, that's the way we do it. We out of here, you know what I'm saying? I'll see you tomorrow night with Mr. Long from Black Sheep. You know what I mean? We already had Drez on, so, you know, seemed like, we need to have the other part in there. You know what I'm saying? We had our ladies' night, but we got a definite true MC, Gene Gray, coming through, and then the West Coast OG, BG Knockout. So definitely check out tomorrow, 8:30 Pacific time, y'all. Doppel Radio, thank you for rocking with us. Let's do it.
Yo, this is the Mecca Dog, CO Smooth, and you're on Doppel Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Doppel Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soulja Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Doppel Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Doppel Radio. Much love.
This is your boy. Feel tight. MJ. MJG, you hear me? Doppel Radio. Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Mic check one two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Doppel Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Scoundrel, Jay with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Doppel Radio. You know what it is.